Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this issue of the fast, that is there any worldly punishment if a person is not does not intentionally keep a fast? If he intentionally does not fast, is he liable for any worldly punishment? The answer to this question is in the negative, that there is no worldly punishment which the Quran has suggested in this regard. And if a person does not intentionally fast, then obviously he shall be held accountable before the Almighty on the Day of Judgment. But there can be no worldly punishment for a person who does not fast. This is a matter which is absolutely between him and his God. The Quran has made it absolutely clear in Surah Tawbah that the only two positive requirements of religion which a state can forcibly ask its Muslim citizens to comply with are the prayer and the zakah. The Quran says, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, which means that if they repent from all matters of disbelief and then they establish the prayer, adhere to the prayer and pay zakat, then they should be left alone. No other thing can be demanded from them. So the state cannot make any law at this, on state level, or in the legal sense that which binds a Muslim to pray, to fast. So there's no such law, and the obvious corollary of this is that if a person does not fast, he cannot be punished. He does not deserve any worldly punishment. As I said earlier on, he will be held accountable for the Almighty on the Day of Judgment if he deliberately does not fast. But there is no worldly punishment for him in this regard. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.